Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. What makes this nation so great? Our love of liberty. But it's true that liberty must constantly be defended against all kinds of threats. Yes, foreign threats and domestic threats, ideological threats, threats of all kind. But what about the conspiracies that threaten our liberty? Today is your day to expose the hidden hands, the dark forces that threaten the American way of life. It is Conspiracy Day on the Michael Medved Show. That means it is your day to howl. A full moon up there in the sky, and a beautiful full moon, a vivid full moon. And man, a great day for you to burn away all the clouds and the mist and the obfuscations and the secrets and the fog that obscure the realities of the dark forces that menace and control our world. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. Look, it seems to me that if you drink too deep of this particular toxin called conspiracy theories, you end up basically harming your chances of success in the world, your chances of relationships, and you end up as more and more of a powerless loser. That's the whole idea of conspiracy theories. Remember, there's an old statement, God's in his heaven, all's right with the world. People who believe in God, who believe in a benign creator of the universe, particularly those of us who believe that there is some kind of divine providential protection for the United States, you can look at even difficult times and say, well, there must be some purpose in it. And you can look toward challenges that you encounter and believe that they have some deeper purpose. Conspiracists do that in reverse. Conspiracists believe not that God's in his heaven and all's right with the world. They believe the conspiracy mongers are in their chambers of power and all's wrong with the world because they control everything and there's nothing we can do. Why is this a good thing, especially when so many of the big conspiracy theories have so little basis in reality? Let's go to Dan in Dallas.
Well, first-time caller, Michael, and a long-time listener here. You made a statement that conspiracy theories are very dangerous, and I guess my question is, I've kind of tried to avoid them for a long, long time. When does it change from dangerous, in other words, connecting the dots, giving information and connecting the dots is informing. And at some point, anyone could say that anything is a conspiracy theory, but I find that the enlightenment that I get from being able to put some reality to something that seems to just be completely out there, incomprehensible as how things could get so screwed up, is comforting. And in that, I guess I tend to start falling into those beliefs that conspiracy theories are there may be something to a lot of it. And so when do you know which is the reality?
Use common sense would be my... Let me mention to you, Dan, you're in Dallas, right?
That's correct.
The mother of all conspiracy theories, the modern conspiracy theories, the one involving Dallas on November 22nd, 1963, the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And the reason I say use common sense is for you to believe, or for anyone to believe, that there is some kind of massive conspiracy like Oliver Stone suggested in his movie involving the CIA and the FBI and the mafia and maybe the KGB, and who knows what else, and outer space aliens and all that to try to kill John Kennedy. You would have to believe that literally tens of thousands of Americans, including people who have devoted their whole life to service to their country, were complicit in this thing and deliberately covered it up. And that just seems to me to be, I mean, profoundly, I don't like Lyndon Johnson. I think Lyndon Johnson was a despicable person. But I don't feel that way about Gerald Ford, who was on the Warren Commission. I think that Earl Warren was a terrible Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. But I don't think that he was somebody who hated America and would have tried to cover up an assassination of the president. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
Well, of course I do. And I just want to add that common sense is exactly what I would expect the answer to be. But the point is when we dismiss conspiracy theories in whole, saying that they're dangerous or...
No, again, sometimes there are conspiracies. There was a conspiracy to kill Julius Caesar, but usually those conspiracies become public. They do. The communist conspiracy was a very public conspiracy. They had the Comintern. They had international meetings where they said, yes, our purpose is to subvert capitalism and to destroy it. Where I run into problems is where people say they're connecting sort of secret dots and there's one small group of people that's entirely in control. And also, if you believe, we had a caller yesterday, that all your political opponents, that all the Democrats in Capitol Hill, that all our Democratic presidents, since Woodrow Wilson, if you believe that they've all been part of some massive conspiracy to destroy the country, then you just don't know any liberals, do you? I mean, in other words, most people know people in their real life, in their personal life, members of the family or friends. And it's possible for people to be deeply, deeply wrong, but not engaged in a conspiracy to wreck everything.
It's Conspiracy Day on The Michael Medved Show.
Yes, there are real conspiracies in the real world. So how do you tell the difference between paranoid delusions and real conspiracies? I do think the application of common sense and answering a few questions. If you're talking about 19 thugs, hijackers, religious fanatics, who are well-funded by an international terrorist network, conspiring to hijack planes and knock down buildings, yeah, it's a long shot. But they did it. And the evidence suggests that they did it, and they managed to keep it a secret for a long time. If, however, you're talking about a secret group of people who, say, for 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, have been secretly controlling all world events, and only a few haunted, delusional people seem to know that there is some kind of secret society that has kept things profoundly secret for hundreds and hundreds of years, and involved as dupes or participants all kinds of people we think of as heroes, like Dwight Eisenhower, then you know it's a silly conspiracy theory. That, by the way, is how you know that the John Birch Society, you'll pardon me, is silly and paranoid and not to be taken too seriously. Now, why do I say that? Robert Welch, the founder of the John Birch Society, attacked President Eisenhower, one of the greatest American presidents, in my opinion, and a huge hero to this country, both in the military and in the White House. Robert Welch attacked President Eisenhower as a conscious agent of the international communist conspiracy. You may disagree with some policy decisions of Eisenhower's, but to question his patriotism, to suggest that he's a secret communist, come on, common sense.
Best show on the radio.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
You're listening to a special broadcast of The Michael Medved Show, a conspiracy day from the vault, as your cultural crusader is out observing the holiday of Sukkot. If you want to revisit more conspiracy days from the past, or really any show that we've done over the past 5, 10 years even, become a Medhead at michaelmedved.com. It's about $6 a month when you sign up for a full year, and it's a great way to support the show and also listen to current programs commercial-free, as well as access to all of Michael's commentaries, 2 separate podcasts, and the program's history. Sign up at michaelmedved.com. Become a Medhead today. Thanks so much for listening, and enjoy the rest of this conspiracy day with a full moon up there in the sky. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let's go to Ian in Los Angeles. Ian, you're on the MedVed Show. It's Conspiracy Day.
I had a concern with, you know, something you said. You said that believing in these conspiracies was, you know, very detrimental to your mental health, and, you know, it attracts, you know, lunatics. And
I'm not so much saying it attracts lunatics. In other words, one of the things that they say in psychology is that the fact that something's correlated doesn't mean that it's cause and effect. In other words, I'm not saying that either conspiracies attract lunatics or that they make people lunatics. It's just that lunatics and conspiracy theories do seem to go together a lot. But go ahead.
It was a little painful to hear you say that, because I actually believe in the conspiracy theory, and you know, I have such great respect for you.
Which one do you take seriously?
It's not very well known. It's the fact that there's processed sugar in pretty much every single food that you can buy at, you know, a supermarket. And my conspiracy was simply that, you know, in like the 50s or so, that corporations, you know, actually understood that processed sugar was addictive, and they purposely started putting it in foods. And, you know, I've actually run with this, and kind of as a side business, I'm a nutritionist, and I try and steer people away from, you know, eating processed, you know, sugar that, you know, they'll kick their food addiction and end up, you know, losing a lot of weight. And I mean,
I don't think your analysis is right, but I don't think it's ridiculous. Okay? In other words, would a corporation trying to make a profit deliberately put something in food that would get people to buy more of that product? Of course. That's not ridiculous. That makes sense.
All right. Well, yeah, of course. And that's what I thought. And so when I heard you say that, it made me worry about myself. And I'm like, you know,
Ian, thank you very much. And thank you for taking this show so seriously. I do, too. If you believed that the corporations were putting the sugar into food to make a profit, I'm with you. If you believe they're putting sugar into food in order to weaken the mental processes of the American people and to make them dupes for international bankers or some kind of conspiratorial group, then I'm not with you. Do you understand the distinction?
I completely thought it was for profit, you know, and I don't think it's for any evil purposes. I thought it was just for an amoral purpose.
Well, that's exactly right. And the pursuit of profit, I would even say, if you pursue it honestly, is not amoral, it's moral. But we'll be right back on Conspiracy Day.
He's here, the Michael Medved Show.
Let's go to Chris in Philadelphia. Chris, you're on the Medved Show.
I emphatically believe in the JFA conspiracy, and when you
mentioned... Which one? The problem is there are about nine major theories.
I don't believe the Oliver Stone. I've researched it pretty extensive.
Okay, so tell me, who killed him?
The connection to the Diem assassination and the South Vietnamese heroin connection to the Mafia was clearly pointed out in the book Triangle of Death. And
okay, hold on. Let's just back up for a moment. Before Kennedy was killed, he had ordered the assassination of President Diem in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Very controversial decision. Probably,
right.
I think in retrospect, the wrong decision, but Kennedy did it. So you believe that South Vietnamese drug runners then hired the Mafia to kill Kennedy?
Well, it's pointed out in the book, and I don't want to really go into depth. I mean, I always get the impression that you just refuse to read some of these, at least updated books.
No, because the most updated and comprehensive book is not Gerald Posner, Case Closed. It's Reclaiming History, which is 5,000 pages. I have not read every page, but I've read most of it.
I try to, and I put it down but specifically, since you're going to Dallas, and invariably it will come up. Can you interview this guy, Paul Chambers, that put out this...
No. Do you know Mark Lane, who started the whole thing? You know who he was, right? He wrote Rest of Judgment. You know he's a commie, right? And he was a big leftist with ties, some very unsavory ties, not to talk about conspiracy theories. And he was making money on this stuff. And virtually everybody who's peddled some of the conspiracist nonsense about JFK has been making money on it. That's one of my problems with conspiracy theories. What do you believe that? Oh, I don't know, that Earl Warren and Lyndon Johnson and Gerald Ford and J. Edgar Hoover and everybody else was in on this and deliberately covering up why Kennedy was killed.
I don't like the way you back me into a corner by answering that question, but I believe in the conspiracy. And
was it a big conspiracy? Did top governmental officials know about it?
Basically, yes. For instance, and not to go off on a tangent, I know I don't have much time to speak, but Gerald Posner wrote a book about Mengele, and he pointed out at the end of the book that there was conspiracy of silence to keep Mengele from being arrested. There were 14 different people who had nothing in it for themselves, and they could have probably...
That's a very different thing when you talk about people in the intelligence community.
People do sh- shut up, you know, and there are powerful people that can make people shut up.
Do you realize how much fame, notoriety, money someone would achieve if he really did out the real killer of Kennedy? I mean, Jim Garrison tried. Look, it got him famous, right?
And, right.
And the point about this is the most discussed, the most researched crime in all of American history. You'll agree with me on that.
Yes.
The evidence for things like a second shooter and for the grassy knoll, and, I mean, they've looked at this scientifically. The NOVA report, which came out before the exhaustive piece of research by the veteran prosecutor Vincent Bugliosi. Look, I don't agree with Bugliosi on most stuff, but I mean, I think he's right about this. It's really an illness in the United States of America that we don't understand. Most assassinations happen because of people like Loeffner and Oswald. Let's go to Joe in Spring, Texas. You're on the Michael Medved Show, Conspiracy Day.
The 9/11 conspiracy with the airplane hitting the Pentagon. You know, I've seen the stuff on the internet and the, you know, where's the plane conspiracy and all this stuff. I just haven't liked the answer that the government has given us about what happened to the plane that supposedly hit the Pentagon. And I find it very hard to believe that there's no pictures of it. You know, the news released that little half a second clip of something hitting the building, and it sure didn't look like a plane to me. Just want your take on it, and if there is any pictures or anything out there that can absolutely prove that a plane hit the Pentagon, I would love to see it.
Well, let me give you a little hint, Joe, on they've recovered and identified about 30 bodies from the plane, and they match with the DNA records of the people who were on board that aircraft. That's pretty strong evidence, don't you think?
Well, because they have a body doesn't mean that's where they got it from.
It does. If you have, I mean, do you think they came down in a with a reindeer sleigh and distributed little body parts on the Pentagon lawn after the thing hit?
It could have been the tooth fairy, but that's beside the point. Well,
isn't beside the point. There are people. By the way, they did recapture almost the entire tail section of the plane, and you can see pictures of it. This is like a lot of the other conspiracy theories about September 11th, is that they will feed you wrong information, like nobody ever saw the plane and there are no other pictures of it. There were literally hundreds of people who saw the plane and testified about seeing the plane. They have radar showing the plane coming in, and they have photographs of the wreckage of the plane. I mean, there are people we've had people on this show who have called in, who were personally involved and actually picked up some of this debris. So, yeah, I don't think there's too much doubt about that one. I appreciate your call.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An updated COVID-19 vaccine for children under 5 may be on the way. Pfizer submitted its application to the FDA as high levels of respiratory illnesses are currently circulating among young children. The new vaccine would serve as a third shot in the 3-dose primary series. Russian missiles have bombarded Ukraine's infrastructure, leaving millions without access to water or electricity. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says there have been dozens of strikes.
Putin continues to try to bring the Ukrainian people to their knees, and just the utter brutality of continuing to strike clearly civilian targets with that goal in mind, really just to cause human suffering. He certainly is not going after military targets.
This is USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
David in Dallas, you're on the MedVed Show Conspiracy Day.
Hey, thank you, Michael. Michael, in the 1100 BC, in the 1100s, the Catholic archives have historical recorded fact. They had a seer named Malachi that predicted that there would be a total of 112 popes. And the 112th would be an evil pope. He would be the last pope and an evil pope. Well, the current Pope, Benedict, is number 111. He further substantiated this back in the 1100s when he saw this vision, apparently, that the 111th Pope would have something to be connected with the olive. And the Catholic Church knew of this prophecy, and they picked but Ratzinger, because they knew that he had nothing to do with any kind of an olive or anything like that surrounding his...
Well, who has to do with olives?
Okay, the seer said that the 111th Pope would have something to do with some kind of symbol of the olive.
Okay, stay with me. Let's find out who has to do with the olive other than Popeye's girlfriend, Olive Oil. We'll be right back on Conspiracy Day.
The Michael Medved Show.
Don in Scottsdale, Arizona. You're on the MedVed Show. It's Conspiracy Day.
Hi. I would like to bring up the conspiracy that the Christian Church has covered up the fact that some of its greatest men, some of its greatest evangelists, have been in favor of polygamy. And, in fact, items such as John and Charles Wesley's sister was married to the polygamist Wesley Hall.
Is that true? I don't know. I know the Wesley brothers, the founders of Methodism, but I knew nothing about their sister. And you're saying she was married to a publicly advertised polygamist?
Yes, and in fact, he was a minister of the church. He was one of the people who founded the Holy Club, along with I know you're very familiar with Whitefield.
Sure, George Whitefield was one of the greatest evangelists ever.
Yeah, and I've heard you speak about him. Martin Madden, who knew the Wesleys, don't confuse Wesley Hall with John or Charles Wesley, but he was their brother-in-law.
Okay, wait.
But
Don, are you in favor of polygamy?
Oh, absolutely.
Uh-huh. And do you think that there has been a conspiracy to suppress elements of the Christian church that have been more tolerant of polygamy? Is that what you're saying? When did this anti-polygamous conspiracy, in your opinion, begin, Don? Where do you think it originated?
As far as the modern era, it really took force strongest when a dialogue on polygamy was written by Bernardino Occhino. I have republished that. And he was on December 2, 1563, exiled from Germany for publishing it. His children died of the plague as a result, and he died a year later because of the harsh elements. This was just after Luther and the other reformers had begun reforming the church, and many changes had occurred. Occhino was very famous. He was the most famous Italian preacher in the world. He was actually
What's the point? I'm still asking you when.
Why? Before we broke, you said, why would they do that?
Right.
Now, I can tell you why the 1800s, why they really started to want to block this out. Was first of all, they saw what had happened to a later man who had been in favor of polygamy.
Let's not go through the history of persecution of polygamists. What's the point? Let's cut to the chase if we can.
The point is that the conspiracy occurs because people within the Christian church are afraid of losing their position because they've seen what has happened to meteoric men of the past when they have taken the position in favor of polygamy. So Martin Madden founded he's the father of the evangelical hymnal, but nobody knows that because he was written out of history. He is the one who founded hospitals for the treatment of venereal disease. If you look Lock Hospital in the dictionary, you'll find out that a Lock Hospital...
Okay, Don, how did you come to become an advocate of polygamy? Do you live in a polygamous relationship?
No, what happened was all men at one point or another have a curiosity of it, so they do a little bit of research, and mine simply took me all of a sudden to the Wesleys and this man, Martin Madden.
Okay.
And I actually sent you my book, which is Prince of Sumba, Husband of Many Wives, and it documents this in two chapters in great detail.
Okay, I'm sure that we will find it. Don, thank you very much for your call. It is Conspiracy Day. Bill, Minneapolis, you're on the Michael Medved Show. It's Conspiracy Day.
Hi, Mike. As always, thanks for having the show. I look forward to it every month.
Thank you.
Missed it, State Fair. Anyways, I just was a little upset. I heard that last statement that Masons have no dark. I mean, here you're a spiritual guy. You're pretty committed to your faith. I'm to mine as well.
And I'm not a Mason.
Exactly.
But
it's you might completely disagree with their faith, which is that man. Well, whatever. The point is
they,
that
they don't
right.
have a faith. There are Masons who are members of virtually every religion. I know there has been a historic dispute between the Masons and the Catholic Church. However, I know religious Catholics who are Masons, and I know religious Jews who are Masons. I know religious Protestants who are Masons. What is your concern about Masons?
All
do you know any Masons?
You mentioned that book that it made it sound like just a good old boys club, but you know, and to most of them it is. I'm sure to some of them, though, it's a little darker and deeper. And, you know, Albert Pike had that famous quote from the book Morals and Dogma, and I am reading here that the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry is a separate and totally distinct organization having no control over Freemasonry, but he certainly is embedded in the history of Freemasonry, and he definitely refers in his book, Morals and Dogma, says Lucifer, the son of the morning, it is he who bears a light and with its splendors, intolerable, blinds, feeble, sensual, and selfish souls, doubt it not. Anyways, so, and Manly Hall has some, it just seems to me that Lucifer is at maybe very involved with that eye on top of the pyramid, which is clearly one of their big symbols.
You know what's interesting about this? Are you happen to be a Catholic?
I'm definitely Christian.
Okay, if you're a Christian, I'm looking at page 166 of the book, The Masonic Myth, and they say, while the eye in the triangle, often called the eye of providence, is frequently considered a Masonic symbol, it is also found in other contexts, such as the reverse of the Great Seal of the United States and this Roman Catholic holy card from Italy. Symbols such as this are often shared and used by a variety of groups, and I'm looking at the Catholic holy card, which shows the same eye. So,
Mike, I would always hope that me and you share one thing, and that since you're committed to your, it's your, what is it?
Faith.
Your faith,
yeah.
Which is the first four books of the Bible, right?
No, it's all of the Hebrew Scriptures, all of the Old Testament. That's what Jews believe.
You're listening to a special broadcast of the Michael Medved Show, a conspiracy day from the vault, as your cultural crusader is out observing the holiday of Sukkot. If you want to revisit more conspiracy days from the past, or really any show that we've done over the past 5, 10 years even, become a Medhead at michaelmedved.com. It's about $6 a month, and it's a great way to support the show and also listen to current programs commercial-free. Sign up at michaelmedved.com. Become a Medhead today. Thanks so much for listening, and enjoy the rest of this conspiracy day with a full moon up there in the sky. Now it's time for Medved's Entertainment Minute.
Jodie Comer plays a daredevil avatar in a video game, wants to enlist a supporting character, Ryan Reynolds, in a desperate effort to save their fantasy world in Free Guy. Now playing in theaters everywhere.
This world, it's a video game. We need you to be the good guy.
I'm not going to be the good guy. I'm going to be the great guy.
Okay.
And this turns out to be an unexpectedly great movie, full of clever twists and inside jokes. The special effects are spectacular, bringing to life this parallel universe controlled by game players in the real world, where the goofy, good-natured Free Guy insists on taking an independent role. Rated PG-13 for scenes of danger and destruction, and too complicated for small children to follow, Free Guy is nonetheless enchanting entertainment that can reach even those of us who don't much care about video games. 3.5 stars for the surprising and satisfying Free Guy. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny, or worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want, to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it.
JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is Michael Medved at michaelmedved.com for Town Hall. A study at England's University of Sussex warns those who snack while watching television or playing video games are more likely to overeat, greatly increasing risks of obesity. You're less likely to be able to tell how full you feel, Professor Martin Yeomans explained. You're more likely to keep snacking. This is important for anyone wanting to stay a healthy weight. Well, the conclusions of the study might seem obvious, but still convey an important message about the hours we lavish on screens, including our obsession with social media. Few people feel satisfied after just a few minutes of screen time. Social and entertainment media are deliberately designed to encourage you to keep watching, to keep clicking, to always yearn for more. Nothing in our screen engagement promotes feelings of contentment or fullness. Perpetual hunger characterizes most addictions, including our often thoughtless indulgence in all forms of media diversion. I'm Michael Medved.
Michael, thank you so much for taking my call. I think you are the absolute best at what you do.
The Michael Medved Show.
Today is Conspiracy Day on the Michael Medved Show, with a full moon gleaming up there in the beautiful sky. It's your day to expose the shadows that sometimes obscure the forces that truly dominate and manipulate our lives. 1-800-955-1776. Greg in Philadelphia, you're on the Medved Show.
Hi, Mr. Medved. I'm a huge fan.
Thank you.
Listen, in the spirit of the World Series, obviously I'm a Phillies fan, I have a theory on a baseball conspiracy that relates to racial politics.
Yeah.
I noticed that during games, you know, during most baseball games, they'll have like a trivia question, like, you know, stump the fans, or even in the talk of great hitters in the past, that you never hear anything about Ty Cobb. And this is a player who had more hits than anybody up until
Pete Rose.
Pete Rose broke his record in the 80s. And I think that the reason why Ty Cobb's achievements have been marginalized in the national sports media is because that it's a well-known fact that he was a staunch racist.
Oh, he was a horrible person. He was not just a racist. He was famous for sharpening his spikes and spiking people when he would slide into second base. And he had a horrible marital history. He was a drunk. He was a misery. And you know how he made his money, the Georgia Peach, Tyrus Raymond Cobb?
How was that?
He invested very early in an Atlanta company, because he was from Georgia, called Coca-Cola. He got a lot of early stock, and because at the time you hardly made any money on base. You know what? I think, again, I hate to be so agreeable today, but I think you're right. I mean, I think that I remember when I was a little kid, one of the things that I read this lengthy essay, which I loved, called "Who Was the Greatest Hitter, Ty Cobb or Babe Ruth?" And you're right, Ty Cobb has become sort of the forgotten man when you actually look at how extraordinary his achievements were. Do you know how many World Series Ty Cobb played in?
I do not, sir.
Zero. It's true. But anyway, I think that might also help to explain one of the reasons he's not asked about. But no, a racist, a mean, despicable guy. Apparently, the people, his teammates hated him. So he was a tough guy to sort of use as a smiley face of America's great national game, despite his excellence on the field. Appreciate your call, Greg. Andrew in Burleson, Texas. You're on the MedVed Show.
Hi, Michael. This is the first time I've ever called, actually. I'm a 20-year-old student from Burleson.
Well, thank you for calling.
I listen to your show all the time. I've tried to call a bunch of times. But anyways, lately I've been reading this book called Encyclopedia of Conspiracies. And in the book there's something about this. There's been, I think, 10 top scientists of the world being kidnapped. And
I don't know about this. Tell me about it.
Yeah, they've been... From what I've read, it says they've been kidnapped, and they'd find them dead, pretty much, over a few months or years. And then there's conspiracies about that they're creating some kind of biological weapon, and no one knows what's going on with that.
Do you know the names of any of these scientists?
Oh, not off the top of my head. I just left the book at my dad's, and I was going to bring it with me, but I don't
know anything about this. I mean, I know that there was a guy who taught psychology, and that's not really a science. Sorry, Diane. There's a guy who taught psychology at Harvard named John Mack, who had come to believe in alien abduction and UFOs. And he did die under mysterious circumstances. He was run down by a car, a hit-and-run driver. They never found the... And we were just in the process of trying to book him for our show for a conspiracy day, and he bought the farm. And I'm sorry that Professor Mack died. But do I know anything about kidnapped scientists? No, I'm afraid that I don't. Andrew, appreciate your call. If you find anything, send it to me. Mike, Chicago, you're on the Michael Medved Show Conspiracy Day.
Hi, Mike. I'm glad to call. I propose the conspiracy that the government is using swine flu to get rid of people over 50, which will lower the cost of the health care program.
Yeah, except here's the problem. Apparently, we are not at risk. I mean, those of us who are over 50, the people who are at risk seem to be younger. They seem to be particularly people in their teens and 20s. So what do you have to say about that? Why would the government want to get rid of those people?
Well, I'm not saying that they made swine flu, they're using it. And the reason I say that is because there are no vaccines for people over 50.
Yeah, but the reason is because it's not so dangerous for people over 50.
It's not undangerous, it just isn't as dangerous.
Yeah, I know, but I think it's kind of undangerous compared to just as with normal flu. Spike in Tampa, Florida, you're on the MedVed Show Conspiracy Day.
Hey, I wonder if you remember back, I think it was like 1980, the first Pope, John Paul. He was only Pope for like 30 days, and then he died.
Correct.
And what do you think of the idea that he was murdered?
I know that there are a lot of people who have investigated that and looked at it, but why? Why would he be murdered? In other words, given the fact that he had just been chosen Pope, there's no real indication. I mean, I know part of the theory is that he was planning to take the church in a more liberal direction, but there's really not much indication that that's true.
Well, there are indications that he was very interested in cleaning up the Vatican Bank. And at the time, we didn't know the extent of the corruption of the Vatican Bank that we knew later. I think it was even in The Godfather 3, he had a prominent role in that movie. And it just seems that the circumstances of his death really do remind me of the same kind of murky issues that there with Marilyn Monroe's death. No autopsy. He cleaned up the scene. So you don't believe it, huh?
Well, I think it's tough, and I'll tell you why. Here's another reason that I think it's tough to put together. Who did they choose to replace Pope John Paul I? They chose Karol Wojtyla, the future John Paul the Great. Now, you know something about the late, great Pope John Paul II, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is he the kind of guy who would go along with a cover-up on something like this? He was such a breath of fresh air in terms of the whole image of the Vatican. He's a younger guy, and he was a first non-Italian pope in a very long time. And he came from Krakow, and he had stood up to the communists, and he's just a remarkable guy. I mean, if you're trying to put someone in there who is going to go along with corruption. I think they picked the wrong guy by picking John Paul the Great, wouldn't you think? And so that's why if you have a conspiracy inside the Vatican and it's to get rid of the first John Paul, and you're going to bring in a guy who's even more likely to expose wrongdoing if he comes upon it, that's one of the reasons I have a tough time with that particular conspiracy theory. Appreciate the call, Spike. Greg in Chicago. Greg, you're on the Michael Medved Show on Conspiracy Day.
Yeah, Michael, I know that Yahoo and Google have these programmers who write code in order to try to pick up on what is spam coming into your email account.
Uh-huh.
And numerous times I have had to go in and tell the program that emails I get from conservative organizations are not spam. But no matter how many times I do that, the more of these conservative organization emails I get, like from Americans for Prosperity and other ones, it always sends them to the spam folders. And I think that the programmers at Yahoo and Google are trying to keep conservative Americans from getting the communications that are sent to them by these organizations.
That's interesting. I mean, I would imagine that that is not inconceivable. All I know is that I wish that some of the conservative emails that I do receive were blocked. There's some, I get too many. But I think that it's possible that that occurs at some point? I do. I think you've hit what could be a real and devastating conspiracy from this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I hope you're enjoying this special broadcast of the Michael Medved Show, a conspiracy day from the vault. Lots more entertaining, enlightening, and illuminating calls coming up in the next few hours. Thanks for hanging around. Michael is out today. Your cultural crusader is observing the holiday of Sukkot. He will be back real soon, so no need to worry. But enjoy the rest of the show today, and thanks so much for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.